When they bray, it's sort of like a cat purring. It's just their emotions coming out. Hi, I'm Karen Kaler. In my professional life, I am a corporate chef for Red Robin Restaurants. In my personal life, I have a boarding stable in Strasburg, Colorado. It's called Hamor Stables. Hamor means donkey in Hebrew. Right now, we're sitting in a barn. And it smells like kind of maybe spent grains because they do eat grains. Horse manure really doesn't smell bad. It's not a bad smell. It's a sweet smell. Sammy is the classic, handsome, dark brown donkey, and he is the most photogenic animal on the property. I'm rubbing inside her ears. That's a place she can't get to. And see how she's lowering her head? She's like very submissive, and that just feels super good to her. Every August, we get one big delivery of hay that will suffice for the whole year. Last year, these bales cost us about $185 a piece. This year, because of the drought, we're looking at about $250. So that's one way the climate and the drought has really affected us. You definitely do without other comforts when those kind of expenses happen. I worry about the future for my animals as far as the climate goes. Not just my animals, but all of the animals, you know, throughout the country, really. In the winter, we have an automatic horse waterer. It continually fills up as they drink. But in the summer, we supplement it with this 70-gallon Rubbermaid waterer. And each day, at least 35 gallons have been drunk down. It just gives you an idea how much water they do need. These guys really do need shelter. They need clean water sources. And they need grass they can actually graze on. And I do worry about that. They can go wherever they want. Beyond this fence, which is probably 100 yards from us, we have another 35 acres in the back. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of grass to regrow this year, but we do move them from field to field. If there's so much drought that we're not getting grazable land, that means we're going to have to start supplementing their diets with grain. And we're going to have to buy even more hay if they can't be grazing at home. Quiet time with the horses and donkeys is, it's spiritually and emotionally nurturing. See, I'm starting to tear up. I've had a very personally challenging couple of years. I just don't know how I would have coped if it weren't for them. So, of course, I worry about what their future is going to be like in my lifetime and beyond. Just know that these are noble beasts who have literally built our country, and they deserve our attention and our love.